If developer Feroz Virani's vision comes to pass, a central part of the tech building may be demolished as residential units are added to the landmark building at 130 Wellington Street E. City councillors agreed Tuesday night to allow developer Feroz Virani to build 220 residential dwelling units within the structure that was once SU Technical and Commercial High School, then Lakeway Collegiate and Vocational School, and finally St. Mary's College. With the official plan amendments and zoning changes approved unanimously by council on Tuesday, Virani is planning to offer something for everyone in the 101-year-old structure. One-bedroom, two-bedroom and three-bedroom units, even bachelor apartments. Asked about pricing, Virani expressed hesitation given the state of the housing market, but he mentioned $1,200 and up, twice at Tuesday's council meeting. He's hoping to add the residential units in phases. Work on first phase of 100 residential units will be finished within about 18 months, he says. Virani is talking about then demolishing the middle section of the former school, and erecting two residential towers of 60 units each. The entire project, he guesses, would take 3 to 5 years to complete. No changes to the building's exterior are planned and the maximum height is expected to be no higher than 6 stories. The city will waive its long-standing but seldom followed policy that no less than 30% of residential dwelling units must be affordable if more than 50 units are proposed. Planning staff recommend that this policy be waived on the basis that the affordable housing threshold within this policy make it extremely difficult for large-scale residential development without significant subsidies, said planner Jonathan Kirkle in a report to Mayor Provenzano and City Council. It is staff's opinion that this policy could have the effect of either limiting residential development to less than 50 units or eliminating residential development that might otherwise occur, resulting in lower supply that would push prices up, Kirkle said. Citizen Mark Brown served notice on Tuesday that he will appeal each and every one of these decisions where the planning departments abandon citizens who require a chance at new affordable housing. Peter Tenazzo, the city's director of planning, said the 30% affordable housing rule found its way into the SU's official plan in 1996. Under the Ray government, there was a short-lived requirement essentially requiring inclusionary zoning to be built into official plans. It was very short-lived. We're the only municipality that has it left in our official plan. It was over a very short period that it was actually required. The city's official plan just happened to be within that window. Tenazzo says the 30% rule has only been applicable about half a dozen times over the past 5 years, but in every case the city has waived it. After the October 24 municipal election, city staff are expected to ask the new city council to set up a housing task force to look for ways to provide more affordable housing. A variety of other uses will be allowed in the former tech building, including computer, precision and electronics manufacturing and repair, as well as group homes and group residences. Commercial space is expected to total about 2,000 to 3,000 square meters. A hold has been placed on rezoning the northern 25 meters of the property. The hold will be lifted only when the developer has addressed noise and vibration issues related to the nearby Huron Central Railway. A 6-meter road widening will be required along Wellington Street East. Virani said he has no near-term plans to develop the eastern part of Tech property, where the running track is located, but he said that could change in the future. Speaking on behalf of 11,547,305 Canada Inc., Virani told City Council he hopes to start, soon, on the project's first phase. City Council agreed in 2016 to rezone the former school for use as an educational and entertainment hub, including a private vocational school, amusement and fitness facilities, food services and offices. The property was sold in 2019.